We're discussing, last week we started, why did the Rambam put the halachas of Mashiach in the end of the Sefer? It's actually the last halachas is Hilchos Melachim. And in Hilchos Melachim itself, the last two prokim are about Mashiach. It's interesting, why is Mashiach the last topic in the entire Sefer of the Rambam? The Pashtus, a person would say, because it's only going to apply in the end. That's the Pashtut Pshat that a person would say is that, mind if I take one of the Svarim? The Pashtut Pshat someone would say is that it's only going to apply when Mashiach comes. That's the Pashtut Pshat. So Mashiach is put in the end because it's going to happen in the end. That's a simple Pshat. But Liba de Emes, it's not such a good teretz, because L'chaydeh, there's many, many halachas in the Rambam that are only going to apply also. Shukech. Only going to apply also when Mashiach comes. And the Rambam puts them much, much earlier, like Sefer Avodah, Sefer Korbanos. The Rebbe asks another question. The whole Hilchos Melachim, L'chaydeh, why is it in the end of the Rambam? All the halachas of king. The Rebbe strengthens the question. We know there are three mitzvahs Yidden were commanded when they came into Eretz Yisrael, to appoint a king, to get rid of Amalek, and build a Beis HaMikdash. And that's actually the order of what happened. They first made Shaul HaMelech, then they got rid of Amalek, and then David started building the first Beis HaMikdash. And the same order is going to happen with Mashiach. It says Mashiach is first going to be a king, then he's going to fight the Mechomes of Hashem, which include getting rid of Amalek, and then he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash.
King is a physical king, or to be a leader?
Who, Mashiach?
Yes.
The first thing is Im Yamid Melech Mebeis David. He's going to be a king.
No, you mean like a king where he's the supreme ruler?
Yeah. Or is it just a godly person that everybody knows?
What's Pshat Melech HaMashiach?
Rabbi clearly speaks about it.
Yeah, no. We have the opportunity to get a good answer.
The Rabbi says, when the Rabbi says Yamid Melech, doesn't mean a Melech Al-Pidin Melech. A Melech Al-Pidin, you need to have a Sanhedrin of 70 people.
Right.
And a Novi. The Rabbi says that you're not going to have, when Yamid Melech will be his Novi, when Mashiach is going to start, he's not going to have a Din Melech. So the Rebbe, actually when the Rebbe ever repeated the Rambam, the Rebbe never said Melech. The Rebbe said Yamid Adam. Yamid Adam means David. Yamid Ish. You hear any recording of the Rebbe quoting the Rambam? So it's called Yamid Ish means David. So Rabbi Yalis asked the Rebbe, why does the Rebbe say Yamid Ish? The Rambam says Yamid Melech. So the Rebbe says, because he's not a Melech, he's not a king of Pialocha. That's why to take out of this Hava, I mean that it's a Melech, I say Yamid Adam. So the Rebbe says, well, what does it mean Melech? So the Rambam says in the Halacha before, Rabbi Akiva said that Ben Kuzibo HaMelech, that he's the Mashiach. And then he also wasn't a Melech, I'll be Sanhedrin, Shalom, right. Ayin, Menavi. So there was the Malchus of Mashiach, when Yamid HaMelech will be done, it's just like Ben Kuzibo HaMelech, the same type of Malch. There's a bit of Melech.
He's saying it doesn't mean a Melech Api Halacha. To be a Melech Api Halacha, you need the Shivim Zakenim to appoint you as a Melech. And a Novi. And that's not going to be when the first stage of Mashiach. But Melech is, he's already doing the concept of a Melech. He's acting like a Melech. Now exactly how and what, we'll have to wait to see it. Right. Right. So the Rebbe explains that the reason why the Rambam puts Hilchos Melachim in the end, and in Hilchos Melachim itself, he puts the halachas of Mashiach in the end, is because the Rambam is telling us, when is it going to come into completion? All the halachas of the entire Rambam, all the entire halachas of the Torah, when are we actually going to fulfill all the mitzvahs with all the halachas? When is it all going to happen? So the Rambam says this whole Sefer is going to come to completion when Mashiach comes. In general, that's the purpose of a Melech. A Melech by Yidin. The purpose of a Melech by Yidin is not just to be in charge and to get all the Yidin to be able to do Torah mitzvahs. by taking away all disturbances. That's what a melech is supposed to do. Fight wars, make sure there's no disturbances for the Eden. And like this, all the Eden could serve Hashem in the most complete way. Build the Beis HaMikdash, get rid of Amalek, get rid of all the enemies, and make sure the Eden are calm and relaxed and could serve Hashem. And the one who started this was David HaMelech, actually. So David HaMelech actually started building Beis HaMikdash, he got rid of all the Seinim, Eden could sit and serve the Eivish. That's the purpose of a Melech. And therefore, last week, we already spoke about this last week, the end of the Rambam is not just the ending. Whenever it comes in at the end of the Sefer, it's not the end, it's the completion. The Rambam is saying, where's the completion of my Sefer? When is all going to become complete? Is going to be, Bechlal, that's the job of a Melech. And in detail, that's going to be Melech HaMashiach. When Mashiach comes, and this is Negeat HaLocha, that when we have to believe in Mashiach and wait for Mashiach, we're not just believing and waiting for someone that's going to save the Eden, but actually going to make that we're going to be able to fulfill once again all the mitzvahs that we can't fulfill because we're in Golos. So we don't have a melech, we don't have a Beis HaMikdosh, we don't have karbonis, we don't have the capability of doing all the mitzvahs, we don't have the menuchas ha-nefesh. All this Mashiach is going to bring, take away all the obstacles, and bring us to be able to do Torah mitzvahs in a complete way. And Api HaLocha, the concept of mechakel b'yosef, we're supposed to wait for Mashiach, is the taish, that we can't wait to the time we'll be able to serve Hashem in the most complete way. This is Alpi Nigla. Then there's other explanations of the Rebbe why the halachas of Mashiach is the end of the Sefer. So the first simple pshat is, it's the end of the Sefer because that when are we going to be able to keep all the halachas is when Mashiach comes. And that's what Mashiach is about. But then we're going to be able to finally complete and keep all the halachas. But then the Rebbe explains over here the concept a little bit more of Pichsidis. And the Derech Agav, the Rebbe tells us a very interesting thing that the Rambam put the concept of Mashiach in the end of the Sefer to hint us that through learning Rambam, through learning this whole Sefer, we bring the coming of Mashiach. Meaning Mashiach is the end of the Rambam. To tell you what's the end, if you learn Rambam, what does it bring to? What's the end? What does it bring to? What's the outcome of learning the whole Rambam? Is Mashiach. So this is one of the hints to the Takon of the Rebbe. The Rebbe was misaking it. That we should learn Rambam. The Rambam is hinting to us in his Sefer itself that by learning Rambam, what's going to be the outcome? It's going to bring to the coming of Mashiach.
The Rebbe said it?
Yeah. The Rebbe says it.
Where?
It's Ha'or of the Rebbe over here. It's a... And the Rebbe brings it a mocker for it from the Maimar Chazal that it says that in the schus of Mishnayis, which is halachas psukis, the Golosim will be in the schus of halacha will come the geula. So it's in general all halachas, but especially the Sefer Ramam that has all the halachas. But to explain this in depth and according to Chassidus. So this is what we have over here. Eis Dalid, va'oid yeshleimar. I'm going to read a few lines inside. Eis Dalid. Page Dalid. Eis Dalid. We're going to learn a few lines inside, and then we'll speak outside. A merdik of art, the Rebbe said in the Hadron of Tovshim Memtes, when the Rebbe finished and made a siyum and a Hadron on the Rambam, in Tovshim Memtes, the Rebbe explained why the Rambam chooses to put the halachas of Mashiach in the end of the Sefer. It's very interesting that Rambam starts off the Sefer with the halachas about knowing the Eibishter, and he finishes off the Sefer with the concept of Mashiach, and he finishes off also that what's going to happen when Mashiach will come, Umol ha'aretz deyes Hashem. That's when we're going to know the complete knowledge of the Eibishter, recognition of the Eibishter will be when Mashiach comes. So the entire beginning of the Rambam Sefer is that the Yisoid HaYisoid is Amud HaChochmas, the foundation of everything is to know that there's an Eibishter. Once you know there's Eibishter, then you can have all the halachas of the Rambam. But it all starts with knowing that there's Eibishter. And then the Rambam completes the Sefer, that when are we going to have this completion of knowing the Eibishter and recognizing the Eibishter, is going to be when Mashiach comes. So there is a simple connection of the beginning of the Rambam and to the end of the Rambam, that it all has to do with knowing the Eibishter. It's very interesting. It says a very similar concept. It says, Benegeya to Yiras Hashem. It says that if there's no Yiras Hashem, you can't serve Hashem. The beginning of everything Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The first step of the entire Torah is Kabbalah Seil, is saying, Eibusher, you're my king. Yiras Hashem. Now I can start doing Torah Mitzvahs. On the other hand, it says that the entire Torah Mitzvahs are here, L'Yiras Hashem Alikecha. That through Torah Mitzvahs we're going to come to Yiras Hashem. So the question is Yiras Hashem come before Torah Mitzvahs, or Yiras Hashem come through Torah Mitzvahs? And the answer is, there's a basic level of Yiras Hashem that we begin with. We begin with, we have to have that in the beginning, Yiras Hashem. But then when we do Torah Mitzvahs, the more we do what the Eivisher wants, the more infused we get, we reach the higher level of Yiras Hashem. So Torah Mitzvahs bring us to a higher level of Yiras Hashem, but before Torah Mitzvahs, we have to have a lower level of Yiras Hashem. In Chassidus, it's called Yira Tato and Yira Ilo. We start with Yira Tato, then the more we do what Eibushter wants, we reach Yira Ilo. So I'm just saying out. Maybe tell me if this is what it says anywhere. But this is look at this is what it seems like. What the Rebbe is saying. But it's very similar. But the Rambam starts off with knowing the Eibushter. Then we learn the whole Rambam, and then we reach the times of Mashiach. Through our entire Avodah, we reach the times of Mashiach, when then will be Mal Aris Deis Hashem Kemayim Liyom Machasim. Then the idea of the Eibushter will be on a much higher level. But the foundation of everything is already to know that there's an Eibushter. That's the foundation. That brings us to learn the whole Rambam. And through learning the whole Rambam, we reach a higher level of Yediyas Hashem, which is the concept of Mashiach. So let's see it inside. Va'Eidah Shleimah. זה שמתאר הרמב״ם דווקא בסיום וחסם ספרי, המים למצב של ימי סמשיח. Why is the Rambam explain to us and give us the picture of Mashiach and what's going to happen when Mashiach comes in the end of the Sefer? כי לאחר שהאדם כבר לומד כל הלוחס התאירה באיפן של הלוחס הלוחס, ניקר המייל העצמי של הלוחס התאירה שזהו אין ימי סמשיח. Only after we learn all the הלוחס, are we able to truly get to what halachas of Torah are? And that is the concept of Mashiach. And here the Rebbe explains a meir dikazach that there's two ways to look on Torah mitzvahs, on the approach of Torah mitzvahs. One way to look at it is that the main thing is the world. The main thing is for the world, and there's me and the world. And how am I supposed to behave? So Hashem gave me Torah mitzvahs. Like we say, Rav Chananim and Akashi Yimer, Oh, Tzak Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zak is his Yisrael. Lefichoch, Hibul Am Teira Mitzis. He wants to give me more schusim, he wants to teach me how to fear zich. So the foundation is, there's a world. But how should the world conduct itself? So Hashem gave us directions how to conduct itself. And we have free choice. Do we want to do it? Don't we want to do it? That's one way to look at it. And that's the way a Yid looks at it in the beginning. But after Yid Harav is in Torah and learns all the halachas of Torah, Yid reaches through that to a much higher level of knowing the Eibushter and looking at the world and the and Torah mitzvahs in a whole new level. And the Rebbe explains that a Yid reaches the level where the entire existence of the world is only about doing what the Eibushter wants. And for example for this is let's say a person sees his hand. So there's two ways to look at my hand. I have a hand. The Eibushter created my hand. That's one way. And now, he's giving me a mitzvah to put on tefillin. Another way to look at it is, there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. In order for the mitzvah to happen, Hashem created my hand. So the entire creation of my hand is here only to be able to do the mitzvah. So one is starting with the world, and one is starting with the Torah mitzvahs. What's the foundation? Is the foundation is a world? In order for the world to be a better world, in order for the world to know how to act, the Eibushter gave us Torah mitzvahs. Or the foundation is Torah mitzvahs. There's an Eibushter, and the Eibushter wants Torah mitzvahs. In order for it to happen, how's it going to happen? So He created me. He created a world. He created us. So we could be able to fulfill the Torah mitzvahs. So when a Yid looks at his hand in such a way, it's not a choice. Should I put on tefillin? Shouldn't I put on tefillin? There's only thing that exists is the mitzvah of tefillin. In order for it to happen, Hashem created my hand. So what's the question? Should I put on tefillin? It's like asking, should my hand be created or shouldn't be created? If my hand is created, it's the whole purpose is to put on tefillin. So what's the question? So Rebbe explains that this is the difference between the beginning when a Yid is learning Torah or after he finishes the whole Torah. In the beginning when we're learning Torah, let's see it inside. Shevetchilas halimud, we're continuing. Ikir hadgosha ala tzivuyim vayirois lo odom negei ala noga va'ilo. In the beginning, the main stress is on the commandments of the Torah to me and how the world should conduct itself. But when a Yid comes to finish all the halachas, so then what we feel is, as I nikeres when mudgeshes biker amay latzis halachas atayra tzinish hakadosh baruch hu. Then what we feel is that the foundation is the halachas of Torah is what the Eibushter wants. That's the foundation. And the Rebbe explains that is actually going to happen when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, what are we going to feel? The whole world is going to feel that the whole world is here is all about serving the Eibushter. That's what we're going to see. We're going to see in everything. And this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, the Rambam finishes his sefer, that the whole world, what will be involved in when Mashiach comes, Eladas is Hashem Bavod, to know the Eivishter, Shenemar, Kimol La'oretz Deyes Hashem, the whole world will be filled with the recognition of the Eivishter, Kimayim La'yom Mechasim. It's a miridik Rambam. The Rambam says, Kimayim La'yom Mechasim. Kimayim, like the water, La'yom, to the sea, Mechasim, covers over. Like the water covers over the sea. Now I'll ask you, what is the sea? You say, like the water covers the sea. If I have a cup and I fill it up with water, so I have a cup and I have water. So the water fills the cup. But if I have a sea and it's filled with water, what is a sea?
Sort of like a cup.
Well, the sea, the whole concept of a sea is, it's land that holds water. If you take away the water, there is no sea. Yeah, right?
It's called a sea bed.
What's it called?
It's called a sea bed.
It's only with the water in there.
No.
If there was no water, there
if there's no water,
a sea bed.
What's it called?
The ground under the water is called a sea bed.
Oh.
It's only because there's water in there.
The whole mitzvah of the yam is something that's meant to hold water. That's what the yam is. So we say, like the water covers the sea, to say that just like the sea, it fills, that not only it has in it water, but the whole concept of the sea is a place that holds water. That's what the whole name of sea is. And perhaps if you take away the water, there is no sea. So that's exactly what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, we're going to feel that our whole existence is here is to do what the Eibushter wants. We are the sea and the Eibushter is the water. There's no two things. It's not us and the Eibushter, and the Eibushter is giving us Torah mitzvahs. And we're going to do Torah mitzvahs. No, maybe not. Is it good for us? Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? The whole being of us and the Eibushter is all one. You take away the Eibushter, you take away us. It's not these two different things over here. We're all about the same thing. We're the sea, the Eibushter is the water. The Rebbe says it's even deeper than fish in the sea. We know also the Yidden are compared to fish, and the Torah Mitzvah is compared to water. That's the famous Moshe of Rabbi Akiva. If you take fish out of the water, first of all, it's possible to take fish out of the water. And it can even live for a few seconds out of the water. True, its life comes from the water. But when you say the sea, it's going to be like the water covers the sea, the entire existence of the sea is water. And that's what the Rambam is telling us. When Mashiach will come, that's what we're going to feel. That's what's going to be felt in the world. And this is why the Rambam is putting it in the end of his Sefer. And with this, the Rebbe starts to explain. There's many, many differences. The Rambam speaks about Yemos HaMashiach in two places. One place is in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam Derech Agav speaks about Yemos HaMashiach. Because the Rambam says that the complete reward will be in Olam Haba. So the Rambam asks, so what's this whole concept of which Rambam says the true reward is a spiritual reward. That's Rambam Shita. So what's all this physical reward, which includes Yemei Samashiach? And Rambam explains, the reward is that Hashem is giving us an opportunity to do more Torah mitzvahs, so then we can reach and get a greater Olam Haba. So in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam Derech Agav starts to speak about, because he's speaking about reward and punishment, what Yemei Samashiach is. And over there, all that Rambam finishes off is, like it says in the Pasuk, Umol Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem. He doesn't say Kemayim Le'yom Mechasa. In the end of the Sefer, where the Rambam is speaking about Mashiach as what Mashiach actually is going to be, over there the Rambam says, Kemayim Le'yom Mechasa. So the Rebbe says, why does the Rambam add Kemayim Le'yom Mechasa only in the end of the Sefer? So the Rebbe explains, because a person is learning in order. Torah affects us. When we start learning the Torah, our outlook is that the main thing is the world, and there's also Torah. So when we look at Mashiach, we say, Umol Ha'aretz Deyes Hashem. This world will be filled with the Eibishter. But there's still a world, and there's the Eibishter. There's two separate things. The most we could reach in Hilchos Tshuva is that we'll be filled with the Eibishter. But there's still us and the Eibishter. And that's why it's Hilchos Tshuva, there's still the opportunity, Chas V'Shalom, to sin and do Tshuva. When we, after we finish a whole Sefer, the Rama says, now we're ready to really understand what's really going to happen when Mashiach comes. Now we're ready to take in what's really going to happen when Mashiach comes. And now the Rama could tell us, when Mashiach will come, there won't be two things. Us, the Eibishter, Torah, Yisrael, Eirayisikush, Abrichu, Kulachad. We're going to feel us and the Eibishter and Torah is one thing. It's like the Mittler Rebbe, they said, if you cut his finger, blood's not going to come out. Chassidus is going to come out. Means his whole life is chassidus. That's going to happen when Mashiach comes. It's not going to be us, the Eibishter and Torah. It's like saying the water covers the sea. But the sea is only made up of water. How could you have the water covering the sea? Isn't the sea only a sea with water? Exactly, that's the point. Just like the sea is only a sea with water, that means there's no two things. There's not water and a sea. There's water which makes the sea, and the sea's whole being is because of the water. So too, when Mashiach will come, we'll feel that we and the Eibishter is one thing. And you can't, Yid knows that if he separates from the Eibishter, it's just impossible. It's not even possible to do it. Therefore, over there, there's not even the concept of tshuva. Yid is never going to sin in the first place. So the Rebbe says, when can a Yid actually reach this level? It's only after he finishes the whole Rambam. Because through learning all the halachos of Torah, the halachos of Torah affect us and elevate us to this level that then we start looking at the reality. The reality is the Eibishter. The reality is Torah mitzvahs. And we are part of that reality. So before we learn Torah, we look at it that the reality is us. And the Eibishter and Torah mitzvahs is something in addition to us. After learning all the halachos, we come to that level that the reality is. After learning all the halachos, we come to the level that the reality is the Eibishter, Torah mitzvahs. So this is the concept why the Rambam finishes the Sefer, Apich Siddis. Why does the Rambam finish his Sefer with the halachos of Mashiach? So the Rebbe says, because when do we reach this level? That we realize a Yid and the Eibishter is all one, that we reach through learning all the halachas of the Rambam. So the Rambam is telling us, through us learning all his halachas, what do we reach? We reach this level, we bring the time of Mashiach. That's why learning Rambam brings, learning the halachas of Torah, bring for the whole world the time of Mashiach. And for us specifically, when we learn halachas of Torah, it elevates us. It elevates us. We start to Hilchos Tshuva, then it takes us further. Then we reach the end of the Rambam. The Rambam says, now he could already tell us, we already are able to taste the halachas of Mashiach. But the level of what's going to be by Mashiach, we only reach when we finish all the halachas of all the halachas. So the Rambam is putting in the end of the Sefer to tell us that through learning a Sefer, we bring this whole concept of Mashiach. And through learning the Sefer of the Rambam, we actually come to that level of Yemei Samashiach. In a personal level, we reach this level of Yemei Samashiach through learning this halachas of the Rambam. So it gives us a whole new outlook on learning halachas of Torah. We learn the halachas of Torah, we realize this is bringing us to a level where we look and we see that reality is the Eivishter, and we're just becoming part of it. We're part of the Eivishters. And this is what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. So the finishing of the Rambam and Yemei Mashiach is one thing. Because the finishing of the Rambam brings us to a level which that is the union of Yemei Mashiach. So this sikha gives us a whole new outlook on what Yemei Mashiach is. That it's going to be a time where the Eivishter is the reality. And we're all part of it. And it tells us the power of learning halachas in general, and especially the Rambam, that it elevates us to this level. And the Rebbe says, in Meirat Gezach, that in general, the Rebbe speaks, this is the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, and Niglu the Torah and Chassidus, Pnimis HaTorah. Because Niglu the Torah speaks that the world is the reality. What should we do? If Sher Shanagach has a part, this is a Sher, this is a part, that's the main thing. What do we do when a Sher Shanagach has a part? Well, the Torah will tell us what to do. Comes Chassidus and says, is Atzilus, is the Shaila is Ifsran Ifsavelt. And the reality is the Eivishter, and the world is. So Chassidus is elevating us to this level that we're going to feel when Mashiach comes. But Pnimis HaTorah brings us to that level. That's in more detailed. But in general, it's the halachas of Torah that bring us to this level. I think that's the difference.
Torah halacha brings us to this level by learning, by being mekayem halachas. What brings us to Mashiach by learning
the whole Rambam? The Rebbe especially explains in another place also, when you learn Rambam, it's not just we're learning all the halachas, it's also we're learning it lishma. Because when you learn Rambam, you're not even learning to do. Because you're learning halachas that are not negeya, some of the halachas. And the truth is, even the halachas that aren't negeya, some of them we don't even pass in that way. But we're learning it lishma. So you're learning all the halachas, and you're learning it lishma. That elevates a yid to the level that when you finish Rambam, you're ready to understand now what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Shkeach. Shkeach.
We're about to make a block of Harendo, but Sam is going to get to make a block of Harendo.
Oh, me.